Wherever you are in your journey of faith, Jesus is the ultimate guide and companion. Jesus lived fully present in each moment, every day. He gave his attention, his heart, and his energy to those around him who needed him, even as he advanced God's kingdom in the most dramatic way possible. He alone provides us with a model of a big, wide-open life fully lived. We are all born with God-given potential to change the world around us. When you follow Christ, you can have confidence that despite the mysteries, setbacks, and disappointments that follow, the path Jesus leads us on is a path full of life, both in this age and the age to come. Jesus' starting point was as humble and meager as it gets. He came from a small community, a tiny country. He was born in a dirty stable, and he was ostracized and criticized his entire life. His beginnings didn't dictate his future, and neither do yours. That's good news for a guy like me, born in Auckland, New Zealand, one of the smallest countries in the world, to Salvation Army officers. My life has been as challenging as it has been deeply rewarding. I've learned that it's not always easy to find your way, but Jesus gave us good directions. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. This verse has been my roadmap for most of my life, and I pray that within these pages, you will find gathered wisdom and encouragement, often acquired through trial and error, to inspire you along your own path of life and leadership. We all desire to live a full life, an abundant life, a life overflowing with purpose and passion. My journey is one of ministry and the church. Yours may be vastly different, whether you are in church leadership, business leadership, or like most of us, involved in family and friendships that require our time and attention. These biblical truths remain consistent across circumstance, challenge, geography, time, or even belief. When we started Hillsong Church in a humble warehouse on the northwest outskirts of Sydney, I would look out my grimy office window and see undeveloped fields, weed-strewn paddocks where a few horses grazed, and an occasional truck searching for one of the handful of other warehouses nearby. A church full of people was a vision in my heart, but a far cry from the 200 or so lovable misfits who regularly filled our pews. From a young age, I knew I was called to build the church. Yet the personal journey of leading Hillsong Church into the healthy, thriving global community it is today has led me along a winding path of both criticism and accolade. My wife Bobby and I have experienced both the mountain peaks and the valley depths in our endeavor to build the house of God, coupled with raising a family and maintaining a healthy marriage. Sometimes we have had to make hard decisions and take the road less traveled in order to maintain the purposes to which we felt called. Sure, we have lost our footing a time or two, but I have learned that in order to keep your eyes on Jesus through the ups and downs of life, you must keep your heart focused on the one thing He has purposed you to do. What is it that you feel called to do? And what is it that is getting in your way? Sometimes our feet may fail as we try to walk through the narrow gate, especially if we make the passage harder than it needs to be, tighter and more confining. When we allow our fears and insecurities to blind us momentarily, we're often tempted to make the gate narrower than God does. But don't be disheartened. God will always lift up and sustain us if we're willing. He's promised never to leave us or abandon us on our journey. He's with us for the long haul. As followers of Christ, we are called to follow in His footsteps, living a big life along a difficult path, journeying through the narrow gate toward a glorious future. God redeems us as His Spirit transforms us, making us more like Jesus each day. While rarely easy or predictable, this process brings more fulfillment to our lives than anything on earth. In the chapters that follow, I want to explore what it means to live, love, and lead like Jesus along the twists and turns of this inspired roadmap from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14.